This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Delhi police has filed FIR against Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on BJP's complaint. Delhi police, in a statement, said it has only removed section 109 of Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita and all other sections are the same as given in the complaint. BJP MPs Anurag Singh Thakur, along with fellow MPs Bansuri Swaraj and Hamang Joshi, had lodged a complaint against Lok Sabha Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi at Parliament Street Police Station yesterday under Section 109, Attempt to Murder, 115, Voluntary Causing Grievous Hurt, 117, 125, 131 and 351 for injuring BJP MPs by pushing them. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has issued strict instructions that no political party, member of parliament or groups of MPs will hold any dharna and demonstration at any building gates of the Parliament House. The instruction has come in the wake of the incident in the Parliament precincts yesterday as Congress and BJP MPs shoved against each other at the gate during protests, which led to injury and hospitalization of two MPs. The 8th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha will be held next month. Registration for this Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unique interactive program has already started and will remain open until 14th of January on MyGov portal. This program has been conceptualized to reduce examination stress and encourage students, teachers and parents to celebrate life as an utsav. In a statement, Ministry of Education said a quiz competition in MCQ format has been developed for the students of class 6 to 12, teachers and parents. During the registration process, students can submit questions of their choice that they would like to ask the Prime Minister. The questions may be related to dealing with examination stress, career, future aspirations or about life in general. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a three-day official visit to Mauritius beginning today. The visit marks the first high-level bilateral engagement between India and Mauritius after the formation of the new government in Mauritius led by Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam. The visit is a continuation of the regular high-level exchanges between the two countries and reflects the priority India attaches to its relations with Mauritius under its Vision Sagar, Africa Forward Policy and commitment to Global South. India and Mauritius share age-old ties rooted in shared history, culture and tradition and encompasses cooperation across several sectors. The visit will be an opportunity to further advance India's bilateral ties with Mauritius. Bombay High Court has upheld Shiv Sena Shinde Group MP Ravindra Vaikar's victory over his rival Sena UBT candidate Amol Kirtikar in the Lok Sabha election, while dismissing Kirtikar's petition challenging Vaikar's win. The two contested the election from the Mumbai Northwest constituency, where Vaikar won by a narrow margin of 48 votes. Russian President Vladimir Putin has stated that he's ready to compromise over Ukraine in possible talks with US President-elect Donald Trump to end the war. Talking to new media persons, President Putin stated that he has no conditions for talks with Ukrainian authorities and is ready to negotiate with anyone, including President Volodymyr Zelensky. However, Russian President emphasized that any deal must be signed by Ukraine's legitimate authorities, which the Kremlin currently recognize as the Ukrainian Parliament. In Nigeria, at least 35 children have been killed in a stampede at a school Christmas fun fair in southwestern city of Ibadan. Police said 6 others were critically injured. The stampede occurred when large crowds gathered for promised cash handouts and food. Around 5,000 children were at the venue and the chaos erupted as the main organizers arrived to begin the event. In the women's T20 cricket series, India beat the West Indies by 60 runs in the third and final match to clinch the series 2-1 at the D.Y. Patil Stadium in Navi Mumbai last night. In reply, the West Indies could only manage 157 for the loss of 9 wickets in 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.